9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, April 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Last month's upbeat jobs report pushed U.S. stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 139 points to close at about 34,818. The S&P 500 was up 15 points, and the Nasdaq finished up about 41 points. Investors cheered the Labor Department's report showing that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6% and is quickly approaching the February 2020 pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%, which was a 50-year low. Brent crude futures, the global oil benchmark, fell 0.3% to $104.39 a barrel. They ended the week down 11%, their largest one-week net decline since May of 2011. In corporate news, workers at an Amazon facility in New York voted to establish the tech giant's first union in the U.S. Amazon shares rose 0.3%. Major automakers reported lower U.S. sales for the first quarter as a shortage of vehicles continued to hamper business. Among them, General Motors. Shares fell about 1.8%. GameStop shares fell about 1% a day after saying it would request shareholder approval for a stock split. And Dell Technologies closed down about 2.8% after analysts at Goldman Sachs cut its target price. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.